We are often advised to pursue our passions, strive for our goals, and embrace the unknown. Today's hidden story is about a woman who lived by that philosophy and disappeared without a trace in pursuit of her dreams. Amelia Earhart's final journey and disappearance have remained a mystery, a puzzle that has intrigued and captivated us for almost 90 years. In today's episode, we will delve into her life until her final transmission. Amelia Mary Earhart was born in Atchison, Kansas on July 24, 1897. She's widely known as one of the most celebrated pilots in the world and was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. She broke free from societal norms and forged a path for women by embracing the skies, where she felt most liberated from the restrictions she faced on the ground. She graduated from high school in Chicago in 1916 during the First World War. Then she moved to Toronto with her sisters and became a nurse's aide, caring for injured soldiers. Education held a special place in Amelia's heart. Once the war ended, she enrolled at Columbia University until 1920, when she moved to California with her parents. While boarding her first airplane, Amelia fell head over heels in love. As the plane soared above the clouds, her ambitious mind took flight. The same year, she began taking flying lessons, and by 1921, she bought her first plane. After 2 years of practice, Amelia achieved her pilot's license, making history as the 16th woman to do so. Amelia was passionate about flying, a strong advocate for women's rights, and naturally inclined to help others. In 1925, she relocated to Massachusetts, where she worked as a social worker at a settlement home for immigrants. Despite her busy schedule, she took advantage of any free time she had to soar the skies. In April of 1928, Amelia was given a challenge to inspire future generations. Promoters were looking for a woman to cross the Atlantic Ocean, and Amelia was chosen. On June 17th of that year, she embarked on the journey as a passenger in a seaplane flown by Wilmer Stultz and Lewis Gordon. The flight landed in Wales the next day, and Amelia soon became an international sensation. She wrote a book called 20 Hours, 40 Minutes about her experience after the flight and started a publicity tour across the U.S. In the same year, she also set a new record by piloting an early version of a helicopter to an altitude of 18,415 feet. Amelia wasn't a fan of downtime. In her shortened life, she accomplished more than most people ever have. Amelia achieved another milestone on May 20th, 1932, when she flew across the Atlantic solo. She completed the flight in a record-breaking 14 hours and 56 minutes. Despite facing mechanical problems and severe weather conditions, she managed to navigate her way to Northern Ireland, as she was unable to land in Paris, her original destination. In 1935, she accomplished another two significant feats in aviation history. First, she completed the first solo flight from Hawaii to California, a dangerous route spanning 2,400 miles. Departing from Honolulu on January 11th and arriving in Oakland 17 hours and 7 minutes later the following day. Later that same year, she became the first person to fly solo from L.A. to Mexico City. Amelia's flights were not for leisure. They felt more like camping in the air with poorly insulated planes. The high altitude caused the temperature to drop, making it even colder inside the aircraft. The restroom was a small container, and she had to bring her food and drinks on board. The loud engines and winds also created a constant noise that made it hard to relax during the flight. Nevertheless, she kept dreaming and was determined to be the best pilot in the world. To do that, she decided to become the first woman to pilot a plane around the world. In early 1936, she began planning an around-the-world flight, which was meant to be the longest journey of its kind at the time. She chose a twin-engine, all-metal monoplane with additional fuel tanks installed for this specific mission. Her first attempt was on March 7, 1937, when she took off from Oakland, California, for Honolulu, Hawaii. However, the plane encountered mechanical issues that required it to be fixed. After 3 days of repairs, the flight resumed from Pearl Harbor, but during takeoff, the landing gear collapsed and both propellers crashed into the ground. After learning from her previous attempt, her new plan was to fly in the opposite direction, from California to Hawaii, then over the Pacific to Howland Island, a small 2-mile-long island in the Pacific Ocean. This change in direction was intended to help her avoid bad weather conditions, but it also meant that she would have to undertake an even more challenging journey. On May 21, 1937, Amelia and her navigator, Fred Noonan, departed from Oakland, California, and flew eastward. Fred was a skilled aerial navigator who could help Amelia navigate across the globe and locate the small Howland Island, which was a crucial part of their journey. He was also known to abuse alcohol while on the job, and this could have aided in the disappearance. Before the plane took off, Amelia unloaded any equipment she wouldn't be using. She removed the telegraph transmitter and an antenna that would have allowed her to use marine frequency in an emergency. Instead, she planned to communicate by voice alone. The journey by flight was arduous and time-consuming, requiring weeks of flying, little rest, and multiple stops for refueling. Finally, on June 29th, the plane landed in New Guinea. Although Amelia was eager to complete her journey, the next day she sent a telegraph to her husband, telling him that there might be a one-day delay due to a radio misunderstanding and some personnel being unfit. Despite facing personnel and radio issues, she didn't let them interfere with her plans. They still managed to take off from New Guinea on July 2nd at 10 a.m. to reach the elusive Howard Island. After flying more than 14 hours, Amelia transmitted a distorted message about the cloudy weather to ground control. Shortly after, more messages were received concerning the weather worsening in strong winds. The plane was circling, searching for the island, and running out of fuel. The weather was clear around Howland Island, but clouds around 30 miles northwest could have prevented Noonan from making precise navigational observations. Amelia's last transmission was, "We are on the line 157-337, flying north and south." Earlier, she'd spoken the fatal words, "We are on you, but cannot see you." Sometime soon after, the plane crashed into the Pacific Ocean or onto an island. Afterward, the U.S. Navy and Coast Guard conducted the most extensive search and rescue effort in American history. Despite all efforts and costs, neither the crew nor the plane was ever found. Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan were declared dead 2 years later in 1939. There are theories that the plane crashed near the Japanese-controlled Marshall Islands, and they were either killed or imprisoned until they died. Some people claim that Amelia was actually rescued but had been working as a spy and had to enter into witness protection. However, the prevailing theory is that the plane crash-landed on a small island, and the pair lived there until they eventually died of natural causes. Today, the truth about what happened to Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan remains hidden. Perhaps one day a clue will wash up somewhere and let us know what really happened to our fearless confidant. Thank you for taking the time to learn about one of history's hidden heroines today. I'm Kristen Seavey. Join me next time for another tale on the Hidden Staircase podcast.